And if you didn't sit and sit there, remember something like Donna wasn't down there, you wasn't there, whoever put the child there and went out there, that's the one that received the child back.
Yes, sir.
And at the same time, you want him to take kind of, allow him to take a peek around your humble household so he can pass word back to the temple of how it looked.
Yes, sir.
You understand? And that's the same way they did with the sisters. And so you make it known to him, sisters, brother, please, when you're bringing this, when you're taking the child away, we don't want to send him between here to there. We want to see who you are, so you get out. Not see if you get out and come and pick him up here at the door from us and take him to there.
Yes, sir.
You know, and when you bring him back the same particular way. Do not ask him to cross the threshold.
Yes, sir.
He is not to cross the threshold.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Same way that it did with the sisters.
Yes, sir.
You know, but when you're talking to him at the door, when you're at the door, when the sister there is giving him, she should not be at that door by herself.
Yes, sir.
There should be more sisters standing there, too.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And they're not supposed to be standing there trying to look him in the eye.
Yes, sir.
And they're not trying to explain anything. They're just standing there and only one person talking.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And you let him know that, hey, you let the brother know that when you bring the brother back, I will be the one right there to receive the child back. And if I don't be right there or we don't be right there to receive the child back, then something might be wrong at the house. You take a check out.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
It's putting security on top of security.
Yes, sir.
Isn't that true?
Yes, sir.
Then you let them know that's not saying that something would be wrong at the house, but you're just saying that that's the way Muslims do. You said that that's the way we Muslims are.
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, I got to go back to the single cell of protoplasma theory of life.
Yes, sir.
Okay?
Yes, sir.
About all of you, and play that tape over again and listen to it, and you'll see that this is the dawning of the new day way.
Yes, sir.
So y'all know who, and I said I'm linking to the degree of the Creator's master plan of the year of our Lord of Hosts, and we're going to leave this here open in the name of Allah, God, and the presence of Master Wallace, Islam, Muhammad, and the message of us on the Lord, Muhammad, throughout eternity, from now on, for our guidance of proper ways, as ever so the names of Muhammad, Sajjala Lahu.
Sajjala Lahu, sir.
Upon speaking with the Master J, date being January 17th, 1994, Sajjala Lahu.
Hello, sir. How are you? Sir?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Let me get answer so-called Donna.
Okay, yes, ma'am.
She's coming.
Oh. God says, I'm going to open it in the name of Allah, God, who came in the presence of the Master, Wallace, Ifarad, Muhammad, in the name of the Last Grace, Apostle, Most Holy, Elijah, Muhammad, in the most holy name of Muhammad, Sajjala Lahu, and Assalamu alaikum to the degree of the Creator's Master Plan in the year of our Lord, the post of dust of now, January 1994, and the year of our Lord of Hosts is Master Wallace, Ifarad, Muhammad, and his messenger, the most honorable Elijah, Muhammad, through the remote control unit, Ansariel, Muhammad, Master J, ma'am.
Sajjala Lahu and Walaikum Salam to the degree of the Creator's Master Plan of the Year of Our Lord and Hosts of January 18th, 1994.
In the year of our Lord of Master Host, Master Wallace D. Farad Muhammad and his messenger, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad through Master J, ma'am.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Did you meditate a little bit on that, what I was talking about last night?
Yes, sir. I was listening back to the tape with trying myself and asked the so-called Donner. We're both trying to get it together as far as what you wanted them to actually start typing up.
The whole thing. I mean, what did I have for y'all to start typing up? What did I say that y'all was supposed to do?
Yes,
sir. I was supposed to take all the knowledge.
Yes, sir.
That ever was put out.
Yes, sir.
Periodly.
Yes, sir.
From the answers, from Allah God, the President of Master Wallace, from Muhammad, his best and the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. That means from the way back at the beginning.
Yes,
that means the code and conduct that the brothers had, that they were taught behind the walls, all the literature that they had brought out, all the way up until you get to the tapes, and then you're supposed to put down your autobiography, how you came, just before you get real heavy into the tapes, you come into, or wherever you want to put into where your autobiography goes in, where you were brought in. Each one of you got to put your autobiography got to go in there, including each one of the sisters' autobiography got to go into there.
Yes, sir.
Sajjala Lahu, sir.
Sajjala Lahu. Now let me ask you this here. Did you go down to the newspaper place and start my newspaper?
No, sir. I have to go down there and do that.
Because it must have stopped. It didn't
you
get
stopped?
Huh?
Okay, yes, sir. I'll take care of that today.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Well, all right. I'll please do that. I got in prison. That's what it's about, Mom. It's just for the message of the person. I'll be like, Mom. Okay. Now, you started for 60 days only.
Okay, yes, sir.
Okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. So, but now, can you understand what I'm saying? In other words, all the literature that you want typed up is the first set of literature. That's all the literature that's the little books that the books that the brothers had bought out when they were coming out.
Yes, sir.
So then you want all that typed up, and you want to get you want it typed on the size paper that you know what you did the answer code when you did on the one that you had that book get up in when the first copy that you ever did, the first copy machine sheet of paper that you ever did is 12 something, ain't it? The square is 12 inches by 8,
yes,
8
sir,
by 12.
11, yes, sir. 11 and a half by 8.5. Yes, sir.
It's 11 and a half by 8.5?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, well, whatever that size paper that you start, that's the size that you have to use all the way through.
Yes, sir.
And then you got to understand, all capital letters.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
You're not going to use non-capital letters, and that's where you learn how I told you, after you type each line,
yes,
always space in between each line. You type a line, space. Type a line, space. Type a line, space. Or either you type two lines, space two lines. Type two lines, space two lines.
Yes, sir.
It's called breathing. That's your yin and your yang.
Yes, sir.
But you do not crowd everything together so that, you know, you understand what I'm saying? You got to allow a person ample space in there to breathe as you go to the next one.
Yes, sir.
Can you understand what I'm saying? Or either you do three lines and skip two lines, or, you know, and do three lines, skip two lines. Allah God, whichever one you can see, that Allah God, the President of the Master 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 of the
Master
of the Master of the Master of the Master of the Master of the Master of the Master of the Master of the Master of the Master of the Master of the Master of the Master of the Master of the Master of the Master of the Master of the Master of the Master of the Master of the Master of the Master of the Master of the Master of the Master of the Master of the Master of the Master of
the
Master of the Master of the Master of the Master of the Master of the so-called of this world, if they did it any way like that, they would just have one capital, they'd have it in one line, then space, one line, and then space, if they did it like that. But we, beings that behold, we make all things anew, and we're dealing with the Trinity aspect, then we can do it in threes and skip three. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Three lines down again, three statements of writing again, and three empty space lines down, and then write three writing again.
Yes, sir.
We can do it in that particular way.
Yes, sir.
Isn't that true?
Yes, sir.
So that gives you space, and that gives the reader space of something. If he wanted to write something in, I must remember this because of this here and that there. He can write that into his own book.
Yes,
person
sir.
Who would receive one of these books.
Oh, yes, sir.
Can you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Little space, little things, that little quotations or something that he might want to write in there that it made him remember or something right quick.
Yes, sir.
Did you see the science of that? That's
yes,
when you're writing with a scientific mind.
Yes, sir.
They're trying to write notes and try to hold the notes and put a little mark in between the little spaces of lines. See, that's therefore the writer is not thinking about the reader.
That's right, yes, sir.
And see, we got to show that we are thinking about the reader and thinking about everything.
Yes, sir.
Isn't it true?
Yes, sir.
So you got to know how to get the margarine set so that it ends and it goes right or whatever, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, another thing that you want them to do in between each one of those lines, somewhere in the center of that, the three empty space lines.
Yes, sir.
They should stop. This is why it's going to take a while for them. They keep them busy, too. You type a capital J in the center of it.
Yes, sir.
You understand in the center of that three space where there's nothing in there?
Yes, sir.
Well, right in the dead center of that page, you put a J, or either put three J's or whatever.
Yes, sir.
Okay?
Yes, sir.
So, or you don't have to put it dead center. You can put one a little bit in there, and then two, three.
Yes, sir.
Can you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
But it should be in the dead center of the three margin space.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
But three lines, but straight across, though, not zigzag.
Yes, sir.
Okay?
Yes, sir.
Have you got that?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So that's what we want did, all of it. That means the code of conduct from here and everything. Then when you get to the part where the letters, all the letters that the brothers wrote, that's where you put the symbolic letters of Paul and the disciples, the symbolic letters of the scientific meaning of the symbolic letters in the Bible.
Yes, sir.
You know where they have the letters from Paul and the letters, all these, the part in the Bible where it got these letters?
Yes, sir.
Well, the yin to that's the yin to this yang of the letters where the brothers write about what, you know, their encounter. You know the letters that they started writing out a long time ago?
Yes, sir.
So when you start getting into that section of the New Bible, or the New Holy Quran, or the book of No Beginning and No Ending, the book of Black and White, the book that the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad says that had the J in it and did it all the way through that they couldn't understand, the book of all books, to end all books.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So you would want all this here. You want it all to know how to coin later, you know. And you got to remember this here. This is the first section of a complete book.
Yes, sir.
That will last. That the complete book itself is a never ending book.
Yes, sir.
But this is like the first section of the no ending book.
Yes, sir.
And you understand what I'm saying? So therefore, do the best you can, knowing that after you do that one, that's the that's just the diagram of the blueprint to getting. That's the yin to now we know how. Now we know what we want.
Yes, sir.
So now we know how to put our book this way, the other way.
Yes, sir.
Can you understand what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
Because see, originally when we do the original writing book, I mean when we really get ready to blast it to start sending them around to everybody, or to the heads of government and everything. We want the writing to at least be an inch thick. I mean an inch wide. You know, so that means you know how you have that them laser printouts that can write bigger than what they usually write because you got to allow for people who cannot see.
Yes, sir.
You know, people who cannot see too good.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying? You got people see a lot of good. You won't want people to even have to. You want it where people wouldn't have to even put glasses on to read it.
Yes, sir.
I'm talking about we got to cover everybody, but we first got to do the book.
Yes, sir.
And then we do it in the other form because it's got to be also it's also going to be pictures illustrated into the book too. Remember?
Yes, sir.
Remember like those pictures, you know, that the brother Ansel Mama so-called Tracy's doing.
Yes, sir.
Well, that's got to go into the book too. How you doing, sir? But now, can you see in your mind's eye what we're talking about?
Yes, sir.
So all this has to be in there. Even this here is going to be in the book, what we're talking about now. Then that's where you got to know that you got to get the autobiography that Brother Ansel Mama, so-called D, was working on his autobiography.
Yes,
he's got
sir.
To send it to you now. Every brother here, you must make every brother here know now that they're supposed to send their autobiography. It's not complete. It's up to here. Then they're going to start the continuation of the autobiography wherever they go in the School of Masters.
Yes, sir.
But they had all been informed to do the autobiography up to this particular point right here. So they're supposed to send that now to you.
Yes, sir.
Okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so now do you understand any more questions about that book?
No, sir.
Sister, you
have what you got to do is from now, okay, now, this is what it's leading up to, too. When you're ready to write, now when you get ready to write up this way towards me, or you get ready to write to any brothers, you have your secretary sitting there, and you might walk back and forth to the floor in your gown, and you say, dearly beloved brother, we open in the name of, and you have them do the writing now.
Yes, sir.
Can you understand what I'm talking about? In other words, you're dictating to them a letter that's to go out that from you personally, from the Sister Ansel Mama, so-called Donna, Sister Ansel Mama, so-called Lorraine, to Brother Ansel Mama, so-called D, or Sister Ansel Mama, so-called Erica, Brother Ansel Mama, so-called Jabari. So therefore, all you have to do is dictate some of those letters. I'm not saying that you don't write no more personally to me or anything like that, but utilize that particular thing so you get them used to receiving dictation.
Yes, sir.
Like a secretary.
Yes, sir.
Can you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
You got to utilize, well, I'm getting ready to sit out and communicate to the Cologne. So you got to sit down and dictate this to the Cologne.
Yes, sir.
Or when you get ready to speak to the cologne, you tell the sister something down the cologne.
Yes, sir.